All right, we start top of Yud Aleph and Amud Aleph by the Mishnah. All right, again, today should be a little more straightforward than it was yesterday. So, Mazgulo Atakot. So, they poured him a cup of wine, right? Mazgul, again, is a term that's used in the Mishnah to mean dilute. Right? The way they put together wine, and they had a wine concentrate, or wine essence, and then they diluted it with water to create a wine that they could drink. So mazgul at the coast, it's the same term actually that's used in the Mishnah as the Pesachim, Avei Pesachim, so it's good. Now we're 30 days before Pesach. So mazgul at the coast, Amar harin nazir mimenu, and he says I'm a nazir from it. So you could suggest that the word nazir here has been being used either as neder, right, or does he really mean nazir? So the word says, a Mishnah says harin nazir, in this case he is a nazir. Ma'aseh b'isha achat shaita shikora, woman was drunk, or a drunkard or drunk, but here probably seems drunk. Mazgula atakos, and they poured for her another cup to drink. Ramra harini zira mimena, she says, I will not drink it, I am a nazir mimena. So if based on the ratio, based on the first part of the Mishnah, she should be a full-fledged nazira. Amr, right. However, Amr chamilot kivna zu elulamar haryu alai karban. In this instance, the circumstantial evidence of the context, right, is that she doesn't mean to take on an ed nizirut, but rather to restrict herself in the coast yayin. So the Gemara is going to ask right away, you have a Mishnah that has a statement about halacha, and then you bring a maisa listor, right? Yes, you bring in a case that undermines the principle that you established in the first half of the Mishnah. So Gemara asks, maisa listor, right? You have a maisa that undermines the halacha that you're saying. Amar reisha hareze nazir v'hadar tani maisa bisha achat. Amma v'hai huda asur. From the sefer, the conclusion of the maaseh, right, it seems that in that cup of wine she is asur. Hayena achrina shari. But any other wine she is mutarin. So always, what would you do in a Mishnah that seems to be missing a conjunction there? Right, or some sort of transitional phrase, chasure, mechsere, right, we're missing some words in the Mishnah. V'hachitani, mazgulu etakosh, v'amar hareni nazir, mimen harizeh nazir. So that's like the ratio of our Mishnah now. V'im shikurhu, if he's drunk, v'amar hareni nazir, mimenu enu nazir. If he's drunk and he says, I'm nazir from that cup of wine, it's more like he said, I'm taking a nether from that cup rather than a full-fledged nizirut. In a nazir, my time, a command amar rei alai karban hu. It's as if he said, I'm taking a nether and not a nizirut. V'chitema leima hachi sabar, right? So why, I mean, v'chitema leima hachi. So why don't, if that's the case, why doesn't he just say that? I mean, why did he just say, harei nazir mimenu? He could have just said, harei alai karban mimenu. Why did he lose the lashon nizirut? I mean, that it seems like the reason he used Lashon Nazir is because he wants to be a Nazir. Otherwise, he could have used a simpler Lashon that wouldn't get him into so much trouble. Where it says, Sover, my tin li akarina, umitza'aran li. Right, that they thought he'd bring him another one, and it would cause him pain. Meaning that he thinks that when he says, I'm not going to drink this cup, and he takes a netter from this cup, they're just going to bring him, they'll say, oh, he doesn't want this one. We'll bring him another one. And he didn't like the way this one looked. He didn't like the way this one tasted. So he's going to bring him another one. Same aloha milsa, the psikale, my sinam bibisha. So he said a statement that will end all pushing him to drink wine. He makes a full-fledged statement like that. My sinam bibisha akat. But also and that's what we have, the maisa in the Mishnah of an isha akas, that she was being pushed to drink, and then she said a statement that they're not going to bring her any more wine.
Interesting that the assumption is that a shikur has das. Like if a person is shikur, why don't we want to just say he's shikur? This is what we're talking about.
Yeah. Right, so, that's a story. His secret is he doesn't
want to
drink anymore.
Sorry. I assume you have to say that. Well, there are different levels of shikur, and that in terms of davening, we see that. I mean, that shikur, there are different levels. I mean, that if a person is shikur but still knows that he's only with Bnei HaMelech, he can daven. Whereas a shikur who doesn't even know he's omed l'fnei ha'melech can't daven. So you have levels of shikrut where a person can still be considered a bar dat, yet they are under the influence at that time. So you just have to, it has to be, I guess, at a state where their statements are still binding or valid Right, but a point which they already not
a person could be totally not shikar, totally sober, and make a statement to Naziris, and Naziris could not be chal, because it's a taus or something like that.
Right, although there we're trying to, in that instance, we would say, why is he doing this? Why didn't he just say, Harei Alei Karban? That Mar even asked that about a shikor. Why did they say Harei Alei Karban? So you have to have, we have two things. One is circumstantial evidence or context that tells us this is what they meant. And number two, you have to have a reason why they use Nazir instead of Harei Alei Karban. Harei Nazir. Amanat Shatei Shatei Yain and Matamei Lameitim. Pretty good Nazir. Might be a Nazir, but he wants, but on condition that he can drink wine and be Matamei Lameitim. Or is it Nazir? He's a Nazir Vasur Bekulan. And he's a full-fledged Nazir, and he doesn't get his exceptions to the rule. Udeya Anishiyesh Yizirut, about any Udeyesh, a Nazir Asur B'yayin. You know, I knew that there was such things as a Nazir, so I said I could try it out, but I didn't know that a Nazir can't drink wine. Or is it Asur? The Chachamim say he's Asur. Rav Shimon Matir. Rav Shimon says it's Mutar. Remember, this is machlokas between the Talmud of the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon. Came earlier on in the parak about when you are Osir yourself, the Davar Echad. Right? Rabbi, the Chachamim said that even if you're Osir yourself in just one particular of Nazirut, then the whole Nazirut is Chalan, according to the Chachamim. Rav Shimon says, Ad Shiyazir Mikulan, right? Until you
start detailing.
Right, if you detail already, right, very good, right? And we saw that in the Rishon there, that if he says already Nazir, then even Rav Shimon agrees that you're a Nazir. But if you are Mefaret, the individually Surim, then you have to enumerate them all. So the fact that he said here that he wasn't Oser B'yayin, he didn't know it was Oser B'yayin, that means that it's as if he was Mefaret, the other items, and didn't leave left that out, Yayin. So the Chum that works to make you a full-fledged Nazir, whereas Rav Shimon says not. Yodea Nisha Nazir Oser B'yayin. I know that Nazir is a Shubiyan of El Savor, Yiti Shechamim Matirim Li. I thought the Chachamim would be matter for me. Why? Can't live without wine. So he says, you know, I took this Nazir, but I really didn't really mean it because I can't live without wine. Oh, Mepeshani Kovera Tameitim. Or I'm a grave digger. He works with the dead, and therefore it's impossible for him to say that he's not Matan Meitim. Or is it Mutar? This person is Mutar, but Rabbi Shimon Oser. Rabbi Shimon says he's Asur. So here we have to deal with why is Rabbi Shimon's opinion, why are they reversed? Why the opinions of the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon reverse over here? Tomorrow we'll give two possibilities. One that is that they are reversed, right? And the other one is that they're not reversed. So the question is, are they or not here? Okay, so Mar says, Veliflog Nami Rabbi Shimon Bereisha. Right, we had two, there are actually three sections to this Mishnah, right? So there's the first section of the Mishnah was that I'm a Nazir on the condition that I can drink wine and be Metameh L'Metim. Second one was that I'm a Nazir, but I didn't know Nazir is a Asur B'Yayin. And then the last one where he takes the Nazir and he says, well, I thought they would be Matirit for me because I can't live without wine or I need to be Metameh L'Metim. Those are the three sections. In the latter two sections, we saw that the Chachamim and Shimon argued in the Mishnah. How come in the first case in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon's opinion is not different than the Chachamim? They said, Amanat, right? They're excluding these things. He was left with what? You have three things in his yurt. He says, I'm a nazir, amanat, that I don't have yayin, and tamei meis. What's the third thing left is, tarad lo yavara lo show. His hair cutting. So that's equivalent of taking the zirut from one item. So how come the chachamim don't say he's a sur over there, and Rabbi Shimon is matir? What happens to that opinion? So two possibilities. One is, right. That's exactly Rabbi Shua ben Levi says exactly what Tidaya said, that he also argues that they waited until they finished the first two bavot, and then they Rabbi Shua gave his opinion on those first two sections of the Mishnah. Ravina Amar, Bereisha lo polig Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Shimon even agrees to the first section of the Mishnah. Why? Matna that we know there's a principle that you cannot make conditions on formulas that the Torah sets up. It's no batel. If you make a condition that which the Torah says, you're tznai false. Right, so now you have to ask, okay, all these cases here, like chutz miyayin. Rabbi Shimon says, if you say I'm arei nazir chutz miyayin, or if I say I'm arei nazir min ha, min ha yayin, and then Rabbi Shimon over there says you're mutar. Why don't we consider all those cases that you're not that much of a kaddish?
The first case he says I'm not.
Ah, very good, excellent. So that's the thing I was going to say.
The second case he didn't make it tonight, and it's okay.
What?
So the second case he doesn't even make it tonight, and it's okay.
Right,
he has a tout.
Well, there's right there. There's the mistake. Right, there's underlying mistake in the nether. He thinks that he's not right. He thinks that he would not be also be yain. Yeah, so that's the clear. The difference is, I think, what Shaul is pointing out here is the language that's used. Almanat places a condition in the nether, and that's where we say it's no batel. You can't make a condition on the formula that the Torah created. Whereas when you say chutz, right, when you say except, then you're not making a t'nai on the Torah. You are. It's a part of your statement. Using nazir chutz means that this is what I want to do. I want to create such a condition. And the question is, can you create that? And so there's a difference between, if you divide his statement up into saying he's harei nazir, then once he's a full-fledged nazir, what do you do with the next part? That's matna mashukat batorah. You can't do that. Whereas if you say his statement's viewed as a whole, right, then we say, all right, he said something. Does that formula create him into a nazir or not create him into a nazir? He says harei nazir chutz min ayayim. Does that work or not work? I mean, it's not a t'nai in much of Kutub Torah, because he didn't create what the Torah said yet. He wanted to create a Nazirus without Yain. Now we say, once you have that type of formula, does that create Nazirus? It does not create Nazirus. But when it gets created, it will create a full-fledged Nazirus. So that's the difference between conditions on much Kutub Torah versus a condition in your statement, which then we have to interpret your statement. All right, so Rabbi Shimon Levi, Amar Lecha. So Rabbi Shimon Levi, who says that what, he's even chaluk, that Rabbi Shimon's even chaluk on this, what ratio, what's he going to do with this almanat? So his point is that it makes such a good point, which is that the first part of the Mishnah said almanat. If it said almanat, then how does Rabbi Shimon Levi say that Rabbi Shimon argues even on the first part of the Torah? First part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Amar Lecha, Hai almanat kechutz dami. That almanat is not, if from that context you see, it doesn't mean almanat on the condition, but rather chutz. Right, it's really in this context. It means not I'm not making a t'nai on mashkat b'torah, but rather I'm explaining my statement. Tanya Kabatsi, the Ravina, we have a brace that supports the position of Ravina. Amar Arini Nazir Almanat Shehehe Shotei Yain Mitamei Meitim Harzei Nazir Basur Mikulam Mipnei Shumat Na Mashkat b'torah. So you see explicitly the reasoning in the first section of the Mishnah is because of Mashkat b'torah. Kumat Na Mashkat b'torah. It's no batel. And that Rabbi Shimon would agree to. And therefore, the Brisa supports Ravina's position that Rabbi Shimon does not argue on that first case in our Mishnah, because he agrees that if you're a matna mashka Torah, it's not, but so. Alright. There's an interesting tosis here, although the Gilead of Shemesh, Rabbi Kiva Eger says the question is not such a good question, but he says that we have a general principle that you can't make a tznai in something that you can't use a shliach for. Right? That's the tznai k'nei good b'nei ruvein. Right, that our paradigm for any tznai or any condition is that which B'nai Gad and Mary Rubin did in the Torah. When Moshe is dividing up, they have two-sided, right, even leaving that out, even though it's no couple. One thing that it says there is there has to be something that is Dei Shaliach, and that's there they did Ayyidei Yeshua. Moshe sends Yeshua eventually to give out the land, distribute the land between B'nai Gad and Mary Rubin, and then make sure that they go in the army. That was all done Ayyidei Yeshua, Dei Shaliach. Zeros can't be done Ayyidei Shaliach. Right, that's one thing that can't be done on Yiddish Shliach. So Tosfos says, why don't the Gemara say that? Why does the Gemara say that the failure of the Tanai here is Almanas, is not because he's not in the Mashukat Batorah, but it's a failure because you can't make a Tanai. They can't make any conditions on such a matter because conditions don't work, because it doesn't fit the paradigm that we have in B'nai Gad and B'nai Ruvein.
But then you could have asked, why don't they say Masa Mashukat Batorah?
Right. Why is that? So that's what the Rav Kiva Eger says, by the way. We're curious about what you're saying. That whether you need it to be exactly like B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuben is actually Machlokas. So he says they brought something that everybody agrees to rather than something that everybody agrees to. Because in Tanai on Mashukat B'Torah, there's Machlokas, it's only in Mamonas. Right? The Mar Kedushin talks about things for Yehuda, which says that you can't be Matan Mashukat B'Torah, but it's only in monetary matters. Not in Isurim. So here you're dealing with a devar that's Asur, so it's clear, everybody would agree. That's exactly, he says, or Kiva Eger says, what's the question here? Right? They picked Snaya Mashukat Batar, because that's Muskum Lakol. Everybody agrees with that. So that even though, alright, leaving that aside, Tosus does give an answer here about, and he says that because someone can bring the Karbanos on behalf of the Nazir, it's considered as if a Shliach can function in the Zeros. It's a very interesting, answer. It's not true. Nobody can do the Naziris for you, but the fact that someone could bring the Karbanos on your behalf at the end, that's very considered that there is a Shliach or someone else can be involved in your Naziris. Interesting answer. Although the problem really is, in Nidorim, we found lots of, and as Ricky Vega also points out here, that in Nidorim we found lots of places where we say conditions in Nidorim, Almanas or something, where a woman says, I will not bathe today, I will not share chatz, makar, whatever. She uses some sort of condition like that, and there we don't say that that can be done on Yidei Shliach, right? And Nidorim can't be done on Yidei Shliach, so why is it that, why do we say over there that you can create Tanayim in Nidorim at all?
But your matzis is on a carbon.
Right. Your matzis is on a carbon. I think that also you could say that the nedarim can't come up in a situation. You can create a neder that functions with shliach. Mm-hmm. Even though this particular neder doesn't function with shliach, you can create a nedarim that functions with shliach. So,
zeros
can never be functioning with a shliach. All right.
Good question. When Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says that Rabbi Shimon holds in the first part of the Mishnah that actually works. Is he saying that?
Rabbi Shimon said it doesn't, right? But the comments say it works, and Rabbi Shimon will say that he's not a scientist.
It doesn't work,
right?
Yeah. But Rabbi Shimon says that it will work in full. Sorry, the Chacham say that.
He's a full fledged scientist.
And Rabbi Shimon says what?
He says nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
So nobody holds that you can become a Nazir and give
a portion of it. No, nobody holds that. The only thing we had, and that's the beginning of the paragraph, right? We had where you use non-Nazir terms, does that flip into a nether or not? I mean, maybe that changes into a nether, but when you use actual Nazir terms, like Yayin and Grace,
you can be with our Minayayin.
Right. But then you have to state it in a framework that says, Hari Alai Karban Minayayin or something like that, which is directed at Yain. You can't create such a situation, but it can't be done with the word Nazir.
Yeah. Yeah, but then it's a nether. It's not like Naziris with something missing. It's a nether, which
just can't do a partial Nazir. Right. Exactly. All right. The De'anish and Nazir Asur B'Yain. So this is the last case in the Mishnah. That I knew a Nazir was Asur B'Yain, but I got work to do, right? Or I can't live without wine, right? So now, Bahamart Resha Asur, Rabbi Shimon Matu. So in the first half of the mission, you said the Rabbi Shimon, that the Chacham says also when you do partial Nazirus in here, and Rabbi Shimon is, there's no Nazirus. So why in our second half of the Mishnah does the positions, their positions reverse? So that Gemara does what they do, they flip it around and say, you're right. And the second half of the Mishnah say the same thing, Arizah Asur, Rabbi Shimon Matir, which means they flip. The last line in our Mishnah, they're going to flip around and change it. So Mar says, well, we by same alone go table. You don't have to flip it. So why do their opinions differ in the first half of the Mishnah and the second half of the Mishnah? Reisha kigam din nazir mechado the rabbonon tamir afilu bo nazir lemi achas mei mavi nazir ve'osur. In the first half of the Mishnah, he's taking the neder nazirus. When he takes the neder nazirus, come and believe if you're mefarit the surim, even if you're mefarit one of the surim, you're full fledged nazir. The b'shirim demarajir zir mikulam mutar until you enumerate all the surim. You are not a Nazir, so therefore you'll be Mutar. Seifa, the Nazir Mikulu. But Seifa works differently. He is already a Nazir. Now, the Icho Mechado. And he's getting Sheila, he's asking to be freed from one of the requirements of the Nazirut. So we're going to say, Ki Isuro, Kach Heteiro. The way you become a Nazir, so too you can be freed from Nazirut. So just like the Chachamim only require one Isur of the Nazir when you mefarat the Isurim, only one of them will create you into a Nazir, so too if you free yourself from one of them, you have a Hataras Nedarim on one of them, that will free you from the entire Neder Nazirut. When he's Matir Neder for one of those aspects, then it's also Matir for the whole thing. Rabbi Shimon the Maharaj has your Mikulam. Turns to Rabbi Shimon and says, until you enumerate all the Pratim, right, then you are not a Nether. Ki Mitchell Nami. Also, when you get Shelas Nether, when you get freed from the Nether, right, Mawad Mitchell Mikulu. Until you are freed from all of those aspects, right, Mishimachi, because of that, Tani Rabbi Shimon Oser. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon is Oser. I would point out, this solution says, Ke Isiro Kachatero. The way you become a Nazir is the same way you can free yourself from a Nazir. I would say just the opposite, almost in some ways, because This is just me. I mean, the Gemara obviously feels differently, but I would say the opposite. I mean, Rabbi Shimon believes that you cannot be a Nazir unless you enumerate, unless you enumerate every type of aspect of Easter here. So here, a person takes a net and a zirut. If he doesn't enumerate them all, he can't become a Nazir. So this should be true. If you're matur neder for one aspect, then you don't have all of them. So it should be mutter, according to Rabbi Shimon. And then the Chachamim should be the reverse. According to the Chachamim, we say that you need one aspect to make yourself usur. Then if you free yourself for one aspect, the other aspect is still usur and should become a full pledge Nazir again. So I would have thought, when I started to read this, I said, oh, that the Gemara's conclusion would be just the opposite of what it comes out to. Right? I'm just saying that this idea that Kisro, Kachatero, is not such a simple concept here, because it almost takes away, it reverses their opinion. Right? As opposed to in the past, where one thing for the Chachamim would be enough to make you a Nazir, now, one thing's enough to reverse it, but you still have others that are asur. Why don't those things that remain that were asur make you back into a Nazir? The same for reversing Rabbi Shimon. So because of that, I'm assuming that the Gemara gave one answer already, which was flip around Rabbi Shimon's opinion. By saying the Gemara's going to give another answer now. But I think that might be the difficulty in that answer of saying, Yisroel Kachatero. So some say that Nidre Onsin can be obligated, that they're arguing about Nidre Onsin. The Shmuel of Rav Asi. And the Machlokas of Shmuel and Rav Asi, it's not, we have a Mishnah, we have this in the Dharm together, Abra Nidarim Hetiru Chacham, and there are four types of Nidarim that are Mutar, right? Nidre Zizruzin, that was the first set of Nidarim, those are when a person's in commercial bargaining, right, and they both take a position to bolster their side of how far they're willing to give up on price. So there we say that that's not a full-fledged net, that was just demarking their right, business type of way of talking in business speak. Right? Nidre Havai, right? Nidre Havai, which were things where he was exaggerating, right? He was trying to make a point, right? Hyperbole. Right? Nidre Shikagos, right? Nadarim that were, right, made or premised on a mistake, either premised on mistake or he makes a mistake in them, and Nidre Onsin, it was an ones, where for instance his friend said, yeah, if you don't come to eat with me today, then you can't, you're usher by not with me, and then something happens, like his son gets sick or he gets sick and he can't come. So some sort of ones that prevents him from being Mekayim the Nether. So Amar Yehuda Amar Vasi, Amar Nari Dari Marlo, Tzrichim Shela, Lahachamim. Even though that these Min Torah, all these nidarim fall off by themselves, mean that they're undermined miyikaro. Nevertheless, you still need a shaylas chacham, because we don't want people going to be willy-nilly getting rid of nidarim. Ki amrita kamei to Shmuel, when he said, Rav Asi said this position for Shmuel, Amarli, tanak tani, hitiru chachamim. What do you mean you need shaylas chacham? That's exactly what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, abra nidarim hitiru chachamim. That sounds like mutar legamra, you don't have to do anything else. Right, but Amar Tzrichim Sheilu Lachamim. You say you have to go and get a Tars Nedarim for these things. So when it says Rabbanan Sabrei Kishmuel, Rabbanan hold like Shmuel that you don't need a Tars Chacham here because this is an Idre Ones, Neder Ones, and therefore you won't need Sheilas Chacham, and therefore you mutter right away. Rabbi Shimon is Oser because he holds like Rav Asi that you still need, even in an Idre Ones, you still require a Hataras Nedarim. And you're still missing that Hataras Nedarim, and that's why Rabbi Shimon is Oser over here. I'll point out that the Ones here, the Ones here is different than the Ones in the case of Nedarim. Case of Nedarim, the Ones only comes up after the fact of the Nedar. Right over there, you have a Nedar, and then his friend says he's going to go to his, if he doesn't go to his friend's house to eat, he will be Oser by now from his friend. Then what happens? He gets sick, alright, the river overflows, something happens that's an Ones on the day that he's supposed to show up. So then when he took the nether, he never anticipated, right, that type of onus. So over here, when he takes the nether, he knows at the moment he's taking the nether that he needs to drink wine or that he needs to bury Makin. So why isn't the onus here different, right? And maybe even Rabbi Shimon should agree in this case that the onus undermines the nether because he has a hetero pitko imo, right? That there's no...
It's shorter.
Right. Yeah. Petak's right there. I mean, that the nether was never chal, and that you need onus to be matu the nether. Here, at the time of the nether, he's undermining the nether. So Rabbeinu Tam suggests over here that there's a, that he creates an equivalent case. That he was healthy when he took the nether, and then he got sick, or he got weak, and because of that weakness, he needed to drink wine all the time. Or, he was rich, and he didn't have to, be a merc in the graveyard, and then he didn't have to work the graveyard shift, and then he got poor, and he had to work the he had to work with the Meitim afterwards. So that's Ritz Ravina Tam tries to create an equivalent case that suggests the onus is working the same way in our case as they're working in the case in Nidah. Alright. Next Mishnah.
Yeah, we're just reading down to the lessons of the Mishnah. Yodei Mishnah Nazir Osir B'yayin of Otsav Yisrael Shekam Materially Mimei Sheinei Nechlev. You could read that pretty well into...
The Rain of Tom says
it. Yeah. It was something like an after the fact kind of thing.
Right, later on.
I know it also couldn't be mine, but I figured if the situation arose, where I had to, it would be an altar for me.
Okay, good. Next Mishnah. Harini Nazir. This is some party with the Dharma. Alright, Harini Nazir, Valaiba Gech Nazir. He says, I'm a Nazir, but not only am I a Nazir, I'm also going to donate someone else's, another Nazir's Karbanot. And so he's taking two separate Nidharm here. One is that I'm going to be a Nazir, and number two is that I'm going to bring Karbanos on behalf of someone else. Shama Chaveiro. And then his friend hears it, Ramar Vani. Me too. Right, and I also, not only do I want to be a Nazir, but I also want to bring Karbanos on behalf of another Nazir. If they're smart, these two buddies, Megachim Zedzeh, right, exactly, they'll exchange Karbanos. Basically, they'll each be a Nazir, and then they'll pay for their friend's Karbanos. If they aren't so smart, Megachim Nazir Macharim, then they have to bring their own Nazirs, pay for their Karbanos, and then pay for someone else's karbanot to fulfill their nether.
If nobody's given the nether to actually pay for somebody else's, does the nazir have a chiyuv to pay for his own?
Right. Yibayelu, we saw yesterday that was a shat ratzon, and then a person not only did he bring the karbanot, he was chayiv in, but he brought the German and davot on top of that. Right?
Cows.
Pardon. Behemoth gasot. That's the way.
Rare, valuable cows because they speak.
Alright, Yivailu, so the Gemara wants to know, Shama Chaveiro Vamar Vani Mahu. So I read the Mishnah, and I kind of glossed over this point, but when you say Vani and me too, what did the me too go on? In that his friend took a nether that said that I am a Nazir, and not only am I a Nazir, I'm also going to take care of someone else's karbanot. And he says, me too. What did he say me too on? Did he say me too on the Nazirut? Or did he say me too on both of them, right?
He said have to pay for two of them Nazirut.
Right, exactly. So Vani Akuli Diburu Mashmo. When I say Vani, does it mean on everything that the previous person stated? Odima Palgadi Diburu Mashmo. Or does Vani mean only a portion of what my friend said? Imtim Salamara Palgadi Diburu. So now if you can say to me, it's a portion, which portion of what he said? A Mashmo Ratio or a Seifa? In the first half of the statement or in the second half of the statement? Tashma. Our Mishnah will be approved. Vani, Balai Legaleach Nazir. In our Mishnah, and that's the way I read the Mishnah, based on the conclusion of the Gemara, which is, it says Vani means I also will be a Nazir. Balai Legaleach, right, Nazir means then on top of that I will bring Karbanos for someone else. And then what does the Mishnah say? Mayu Bim Akalchim Zedzeh. So if they were smart, they could do it for each other. That suggests how many additional karbanot does he have to bring besides his own? One.
It could be two, but still, if they're smart, at least they knock off one.
Knock off one. Yeah, it doesn't sound. It sounds like that'll solve the problem over there. It can make it amar vani valai shvamina vani apagat dibura. So first of all, the fact that he says vani and then repeats the second statement of his friend suggests that the ani is only going on the nazirut aspect of it. I'm right. Which one does it go on the first half or the second half? So from our mission, you can prove both aspects. Vani is only on a portion of his dibur, and not only is it a portion, we know from there it's the ratio, the first thing that he stated. Why? Because he does not repeat the ani nazir part, but he repeats the alai legaleach part. So the ani was referencing the harini nazir aspect, and then he has to, with the second half of the statement, he has to make for himself. How do you know that this is the way to read it? Right, I would say Vani means everything that my friend said. That he's just repeating. He's reinforcing what his friend said. So now if I so what you suggested, or just what you said, that if he would say bani means everything his friend said, plus balai would be an additional korban, he's saying bani means, yes, everything my friend said, balai, I want to reinforce. When I say bani, I don't just mean the nazir part of it, I mean the whole statement. Right, the whole statement that he made. Okay, so that's exactly what he's going to show you, is that the next Mishnah, we're going to have a Mishnah further on, where it's pretty clear that when he repeats it, he's clearly saying the same thing, that he's reinforcing what he said, and not, we call it mifaresh, what he said, but not repeating something, or adding something.
I would expect that he would say she'alai or something like that.
Right. Yibishim balai, my kamar, right? It says balai behind milson. Zilo te mahochi. The Kani Seifa, in the later half of our Mishnah, the next Mishnah, Ari Alai Legalea Chatsi Nazir, Vishamach Lameir Vamer Vani Alai Legalea Chatsi Nazir. Right? So over there he says, Vani, me too, Alai Legalea Chatsi Nazir. Hata Miika Tartin Mile. Are there really two things that he, there aren't two things in that case. Right? In that case, his friend only said, Ari Alai Legalea Chatsi Nazir. So when he said Vani, he's saying, Ani means exactly what my friend said. Yet he then afterwards says, right, so I don't, over there the Mishnah doesn't say he's chayav to bring two chatzi naziris, right? That he's repeating or reinforcing that which his friend said. That he's repeating or referencing the original statement of his friend. So you see from the second half of the Mishnah that even when he says Vani, and Ani references the whole statement of his friend, nevertheless he'll repeat that which his friend says to say, you know what, I'm just telling you what this Vani means, I'll tell you what it means. And it means, Allah la vi fatsi nazir.
So he's saying, according to that interpretation, that when the story is not becoming a nazir, he's just bringing the kavanos for someone else.
No, Vani covers the entire statement of his friend. Vani means everything his friend said, which means both Nazir and bringing Karbanos for everybody else. If that's the case, why does he repeat the bringing the Karbanos? We say that's just reinforced, that he's not reinforced the fact that when he says Vani, I'm not just a Nazir like my friend, I'm also doing the Karbanos like my friend. So Amar Lei Rova Hafi Hashta, how can you compare the cases here? Iyamar Yishlama Reisha Tzricha Seifa Lo Tzricha. Right, so if you say, we have two Mishnahs, we have our Mishnah here, and then the Mishnah later on, which Gemara is considering one Mishnah, right? So that's the ratio, our Mishnah is the ratio over here, and the Seifa is on the Yud Beis and Yud Beis. So, if you say that our Mishnah, when it said Alai, there was a reason to say it, right? I mean, it was Dafka that he said it. Keep Amar Alai behind Milsa. We read some ratio tzricha, seifa lo tzricha, kind of seifa lo tzricha, mishum ratio the tzricha. So that if you say in our mission over here, the reason he brought down a lie was because with Vani itself, it only gave him the first half of the nether, and he needed a lie to create the second half of the nether, then it makes sense why in the second half of the mission he says an unnecessary statement. Right? Whereas Eliyah Mart Rachel Lot Srikal, if you say in the Mishnah his statement is also unnecessary, he's just reinforcing a statement, then, right? Then you end up, right, stating or making a statement that is not necessary in either part of the Mishnah. I mean, that's extraneous in both halves of the, both in the first part of the Mishnah or in the second half of the Mishnah, so why write it at all? Why not just leave it out? And the fact that the Mishnah wrote it over here, right, suggests that what? That he should, that at least one part of the Mishnah is saying it because it's necessary. And if it's necessary, which half of the Mishnah has it's necessary? It must be our part of the Mishnah, because that's the only place where it is necessary or makes sense to have it be necessary. In the second half of the Mishnah, there's no reason for him to say it, because there's no two parts to the net. Over here, we have a reason to believe, a reason to say. Then you can answer, of course, which is that the Tzrichus is to teach you that his repetition or his addition is, and I assume that's how Rav Huna would answer. Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua would say, suggest that the fact that when he says it, he's not incurring an additional nether, that we say it's actually a mefarish, that he's actually explaining. Right? But the Gemara takes for obvious in the second half of the mission that when he makes that additional statement, it's just a repetition or reinforcing that which he said. That's a chiddush in itself. That it's not an additional nether. That when he says Vani, Balai Lavi, we don't say that that's two nedarim. Like, right, Ashol, I think we were suggesting that maybe he'd have to bring two sets of nazirus. So the fact that he doesn't have to, I think that's enough of a chiddush in the mission that we consider that to be mefarish and not an additional nether. So that would be Rav Huna Bar Yehoshua would have to learn. And whereas Rav says, no, that's not necessary. That's obvious from the Mishnah. And therefore, unless the Mishnah needed that statement to teach you that Vani only goes on the first half of the nether, not the second half, it wouldn't have mentioned it at all. So I think we'll stop here, and we'll continue tomorrow.